Governor Patrick vetoed $32.1 million in line items from the $32.5 billion budget signed earlier this week. Among the items cut were reforms to immigration policy, health, and social services. The governor rejected a compromise measure approved by the legislature to create a fiscal plan to prevent the closure of the Taunton State Psychiatric Hospital. The plan would have allowed the 169-bed hospital to continue operating with 45 beds. The governor's move to close the facility has some groups disappointed. David Schildmeier is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Nurses Association.
This decision is going to result in dramatic overcrowding of our emergency departments across the state. It's going to result in patients ending up in the criminal justice system for lack of care. It's going to end up with patients dying.
Schildmeier says that the state has a very short supply of mental health beds, and closure of the facility in Taunton will severely impact much-needed access to care for the mentally ill.
Without this facility and other facilities like it in the state, the entire mental health system is on the verge of collapse. And so this is an irresponsible decision, and we are going to be working to override the governor's veto with other advocates and supporters of mental health in the state.
The governor's vetoes can be overturned by a two-thirds vote in both houses of the state's legislature. Governor Patrick also rejected a series of electronic benefit transfer reforms that would ban the purchase of specific items like firearms, porn, tattoos, piercings, jewelry, and legal fines. The governor did support the ban of use of the cards in certain businesses that sell those items, such as tattoo parlors, gun shops, and strip clubs. Governor Patrick called the reforms an example of political grandstanding. State Representative Russell Holmes is one lawmaker opposed to the governor's veto.
I can understand some compromise on whether in regard to like jewelry stores or in regard to cosmetics, but there really should be no compromise on the sale of liquor, tobacco-type products, adult-type products, or any type of gambling-type product, no matter where it is, regardless of the establishment.
The governor also vetoed a requirement that undocumented illegals show proof of residency when registering a motor vehicle. Frank Soltz, spokesman for the Massachusetts Immigration and Refugee Advocacy Coalition, applauded the governor's efforts, saying that approval of the measure would have placed unfair restrictions on populations already integrated into American life.
That there's a recognition that most of the undocumented here have been here for a long time, and they're integrated into our culture, and they provide a lot of jobs, from gardening to picking fruits and vegetables, and targeting them just doesn't serve anybody's interest in this state.
Governor Patrick also vetoed $3.5 million for a special reserve fund for school districts. Reporting from WIMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.